Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. Welcome to Talking Real Money. And today, talking a bit about women and women as investors and women as investors who are now being sought after because maybe they've run out of all these horrible men who are traders, et cetera, et cetera. What is he talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about. Robinhood, that wonderful purveyor of no-charge trading, but also pushing options and other highly risky and speculative investing styles. Well, Robinhood has openly now admitted that they've set their sights on another demographic, female customers. That's right. They're going to try to broaden out their offering a little bit, do some financial planning. But at the end of the day, yeah, they want women to become traders, people that are buying and selling stocks, the excitement of it all, looking for the great opportunities and thinking they're going to make more money. And everyone in the industry wants more women as customers because here's the reality. Women are underrepresented. Men have a tendency to take this over and say, I know better. Let me handle the investing. Let me handle the money because I'm really smart. And as a man, I'm telling you right now, that, and I'll show you the numbers here in a couple of minutes, it's not true. So there's this huge opportunity. It kind of reminds me of when companies used to say, wait till we take over the market in China. Ah, we're going to be really rich. And I really can only think of a couple of companies that ever did it well. One is Starbucks and the other is Boeing. And I don't know how that's going today. So please don't write me to tell me. But women today, somewhere in on these trading apps, they make up somewhere about a quarter of the whole thing, 25%. Men, of course, do this much more prevalently. Men have been more active, certainly in 2020. When they had time, and by the way, they had money. Many white-collar workers were at home, were not spending money on dinners out and travel, so they had more money. That may have led, people believe, to increased trading. E-Trade recently, by the way, said women are about a third of the customer account. So there's a lot of people in the industry that are saying, let me have at these women because wow, we'll really make money then. And here's the reality of all this. They're wrong for a couple of reasons. First of all, women are smarter than people believe when it comes to investing. There was a study done by the Warwick Business School a little over a year ago, and they found that on average, women make about 0.8% more than men as investors. And by the way, only about 10% of people believe that. Let me say that again. The numbers show women have been better investors than men over the long haul. By the way, if you do 0.8% a year, that's more like 25% more money after 30 years. It's substantial. And only 9% of those surveyed actually believe that's true. And why would that be? Well, it turns out that women, and this won't surprise you, are less risky when it comes to making financial decisions. They don't take the high-flying stock. They don't take a prayer on Bitcoin. They usually use mutual funds. They usually use less speculative investments. They don't go for the lottery-style stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the other part that is really a deal killer, I think, for Robinhood, and that is women as investors trade less frequently than men. Women investors trade somewhere around 9 times a year, according to the study. Men, 13. 13 versus 9. And once invested, according to the study, women tend to monitor and tweak investments less than men. None of that should surprise you. But here's a couple of takeaways I think are worthwhile. If you're a woman, you've never been an investor, where do you start? Well, I would start studying the people that are really trying to educate you, not trying to provide you with some fantastic opportunity that will be an opportunity for them most of the time and not for you. People like John Bogle, people like Larry Swedrow, people like Paul Merriman. Read their work, then decide on a course of action. I think the course of action should be mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that are index or index-like, not speculative. You're not trying to buy the next hot stock. You're going to know all that, though, if you read the people that I think you should trust. Number three, know your risk tolerance. Most people get into investing and have no idea how much pain they can take. We offer free at our website, talkingrealmoney.com, a risk quiz. Take the risk quiz, get the score. That will help you understand how much ups and downs you can take. And then here's the other part. A scorecard is a reasonable thing. I think having a spreadsheet where you enter the numbers once, maybe twice a year, so you kind of see how things are going. Got to be very careful to compare how you're invested to major indexes like the S&P 500, because oftentimes that's not a good comparison. But things like that would give you more confidence in being a long-term investor. And guys, if you're listening, I think anybody who's an investor, that advice holds. Be patient. Don't be chasing the new hot things. Use mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. Be widely diversified. Men, it's time to be more like women when it comes to investing and trading. It appears you'll be better off in the long haul. Thanks for being part of Talking Real Money. Oh, I want to mention, great opportunity for you coming up Saturday, February 20th, Retire Meet America. You're going to hear from some of the best in the business, Paul Merriman, David Booth, who founded Dimensional Funds, Don McDonald, who's been advising you on money and investing for decades, longer, long-term care, estate planning, Medicare, all the things you need to know about retirement at Retire Meet 2021. That's Retire Meet America. It's all virtual. You can, as Don likes to say, sit around in your pajamas and take part, and you can learn more, register. It's absolutely free, retiremeet.com. We hope to see you, in air quotation marks, on Saturday, February 20th for that. I'm Tom Koch. Thanks for listening to Talking Real Money.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.